Test 77, Section 3, Question 10. And here it's saying the columnist's statement, provide reason for rejecting which one of the following. So it's like a most supported, but just a little bit reversed. It's saying what is supported to be false, or what's kind of disproven. And it says some people argue the government should take over, not take over failing private sector banks because the government doesn't know how to manage financial institutions. So it's saying some people say that they shouldn't do it because the government is not the government's job, or the government doesn't know how to do it. However, rather than managing a bank's day-to-day operations, government would just need to select the bank's senior management. So they're not going to take over operations. They're just going to kind of take over the senior management. Most politicians have never been in military professionals, yet they appoint the top military officials entrusted with defending the country, at least as general's responsibility as managing bank, or at least as great a responsibility. So basically, the overall argument is saying these people are maybe a little wrong, because there's this similar case where the government officials would be able to, you know, perform adequately in the task. So, what do we have evidence to reject? Commanding a branch of military requires greater knowledge than running a bank. That's still consistent with what's happening in the passage. It might be true. We don't know that it's true, but we also don't know that it's false. B, politicians do an adequate job of appointing the top military officials. Well, we actually do have some evidence in favor of that, that they do a decent job. But if it's definitely not disproven. Politicians are not capable of managing a bank's day-to-day operations. We don't know whether they are or aren't. We just are kind of, this argument is just saying that they're at least qualified to appoint people to do that. Banks that are owned by the government cannot be well managed. This we sort of say maybe. The argument seems to be rejecting that idea because it seems to be saying, yeah, banks that are owned by the government could be well managed because they could just appoint people who know what they're doing. And so D seems to go against the passage the most so far. And then the government should not take over private sector banks that are financially sound. Well, it's not really giving a claim either way about sound financial institutions or banks. And so really, D is the only one that the argument kind of seems to disprove, because the whole point of the argument is to say that it looks like the government could, in fact, appoint quality people, and therefore D would be our best answer.